Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now today I'm talking about a recent trip to Southern California, and in particular I'm talking about Long Beach and Huntington Beach. While in Long Beach, I had a chance to visit the Queen Mary. You guys may be familiar with that as a ship, but now it is a tourist attraction with a hotel. And I had a chance to talk with Captain James Sanders, and I'd love to share that conversation with you. So here he is, Captain James Sanders.
Actually, I give tours on board the Queen Mary, and when beautiful people like yourselves come on board the Queen Mary, I'm here to give you information about the Queen Mary, as well as to let you know that the world should come and see this beautiful ship. This is one of a kind, only one of a kind. This ship made it possible that you and I are able to celebrate some of the freedoms that you and I enjoy today. Think about this. During World War II, the Queen Mary was used as a troop transport, meaning that she transported soldiers to and from the war. She would transport 15,000 soldiers per crossing. And at the end of the war, she had transported over 800,000 soldiers. But her tenure had not finished. She also, after the war, brought back from England war brides and war babies. So therefore, perhaps we need to look into our family history. Who knows? Some of your family members may have traveled here on board the Queen Mary.
That is true. I like that story of the reuniting the families after the war.
Exactly. Yes. And many of those war brides and war babies have come back to the Queen Mary to see the ship once again.
So what is that experience like for them coming back to see the ship? Because I would think that coming over, you know, as a war bride or as a soldier as well, that coming back now to see it after all of these years must have some emotional impact.
It does have an emotional impact. I'm a big, strong guy. But as I listen to these people talk about their experiences on board the Queen Mary, let's just say that sometimes I have to get a tissue and remind myself that, James, you are a professional. You cannot cry in front of those individuals in front of you.
But it's just so heartwarming for them and nostalgic, I'm sure, as well, to be back on board the ship and walk down those same hallways or come out on the same decks that they sailed over on, probably wondering what was their future going to be like, and now being able to look back knowing what that sailing provided for them.
Many of the women have said just what you said, that they were afraid. They'd left everything that they had and who they had known behind in England. They had no idea what the future was going to bring for them here in the United States. So it was a brand new beginning for all of those women and for all of their children.
So exciting. I have to do a little bit more reading on that because I'm very curious about that. I love hearing those kind of nostalgic stories where people have a chance to kind of go back and relive that past. We can never go back in time.
No, we can't.
But if we can go and have an experience of something that was once so meaningful to us, so impactful for us.
I just had one of those experiences about 2 weeks ago. I was giving a tour to some World War II vets here on board the Queen Mary, and one of the vets said to me, "Do you know who this gentleman is in his wheelchair?" I said, "No, I think you have me at a disadvantage." He said, "He is a Tuskegee Airman." And at that moment, my heart sank because I felt honored. And I said to the gentleman, "Sir, I'm honored to be in your presence." This gentleman said, No. "You are not the one to be feeling honored about me being here." He said, "I'm honored to see a black captain on board the Queen Mary." That gentleman's name is Colonel Lieutenant Alfonso Jackson. And that gentleman, he just took me back. Now, you're speaking of emotions. Yes, I still feel the emotions.
Yeah, just to relive the story.
Because I had to be there with him, and I had to have my picture taken with them. And that was a great, great time just to be here to do that. Yes.
Yeah, I can see that. I can definitely see that. I mean, because they created such a great legacy for so many of us.
Exactly.
And
yes.
All the things that they did.
They did.
Absolutely.
They did.
I'm going to shift gears a little bit before I start crying.
Don't do that. Please don't do that.
Before I start crying. Because that really is heartwarming and heart-touching.
Yes.
So I look around here in the wheelhouse where we are standing while we're having our chat. So what is all of this that I see? I mean, I know when I see pictures of ships, you know, you have the wheel, the actual wheel. So is that something that would have been used to actually steer and guide the ship?
All of the equipment that you see up here in the bridge or the wheelhouse is original to the Queen Mary. And they actually had three steering wheels that could actually drive this ship. The one on your left-hand side, this one actually was for the 140-ton rudder on board the ship. A rudder looks like a fishtail that moves back and forth. The center wheel would actually drive or steer the ship. And the wheel over on your immediate right-hand side is what is called the Iron Mike. That is what I call my favorite steering wheel on board the ship. I call it the lazy man's way of driving a ship. That is the automatic pilot on board the Queen Mary. The Queen Mary was ahead of her time, and the ship could actually drive by itself.
You're kidding me. I had no idea.
Yes.
Oh, that's amazing. So how exactly did that work?
Actually, you would use what is called a gyroscope. All of the information was put into the gyroscope. The gyroscope and the Iron Mike would actually communicate with each other electrically, not electronically, but electrically. Once the information was input into the Iron Mike, the Iron Mike was locked into place. Automatic pilot set in. The ship would drive by itself.
That is so cool, really cool. Okay, so I see these other pieces of equipment here that say steady course, steady starboard?
That is correct.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about that, because I've seen pictures of that before and just didn't know what it all meant.
These are called telegraphs, and the telegraphs communicated with the other telegraphs that are located in the number one, the number two, and the number three steering sections of the Queen Mary. If the captain would say all ahead steady, then this particular telegraph would communicate with the other telegraphs, and they automatically would come to that position of the course of steady. But also, you will notice there are 1, 2, 3, 4 larger telegraphs. Those telegraphs, each of them, would communicate with the 4 turbine engines on board the Queen Mary. If the captain would say all ahead stop, then the ship and the telegraphs would all come to that very position. The Queen Mary would then begin to power down. 10 miles later, the Queen Mary would come to a stop.
10 miles later.
10 miles later. That is because the Queen Mary was so fast and so heavy.
So you really had to start stopping when you knew you needed to.
That's correct. It's not like you could put on brakes in the water.
In the last minute. Yes. You just got to go, I think we're going to stop now.
Exactly. That is correct.
Well, that's amazing. That's amazing. So how many crew would have worked here?
You could have from 2 to 3 men working up here. But if the ship ran into a storm, you could have from 3 to 6 guys working up in this area.
So was there any kind of position or anything like that where people were on some type of lookout outside of what's the inside part here of the wheelhouse?
Ironically, on your right-hand side, you would notice out here there's an opening. And that opening is called a docking wing. Also on your left-hand side, there is a docking wing. Those areas were used to help drive and dock the ship. Mm-hmm. And also, directly in front of us, the crow's nest, which is above us, which is something I would not do. But anyway, that gentleman had to go up into the crow's nest when there was a storm and communicate down here to the bridge of the ship what was happening ahead of the ship.
And that person would get up on the crow's nest by those kind of rope-looking?
No. The ropes were not used to go up into the crow's nest. Okay. Actually, what is called B-deck forward, you would go inside of the crow's nest, and you will crawl up or walk up the ladders on the inside of that tubing to get to the crow's nest.
Fascinating. So you got to visit them when you're out in Long Beach. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Back in a moment.
Going back to Cali, Cali, Cali. I'm going back to Cali. I don't think so. I'm going back to Cali, Cali, Cali. I'm going back to Cali. I don't think so.